You're listening to the Professional Goddess Podcast,
a place for sluts who like to make money. I'm your host, Anna D, aka the Professional Goddess. On my show, we embrace the uncensored stories of being a self-made slutpreneur. As a stripper turned CEO, I reveal all my juicy trade secrets and share interviews with other female bosses who capitalize on their entire existence. From breaking stigmas in the female business world to challenging norms in the adult industry, we'll tackle it all. In 6-inch stilettos, of course. Now it's time to dive deep into the journey of self-empowerment, owning our sexuality, and by each episode, we will earn our PhDs in CE hoetry. I'm honored to have you here, and it's my privilege to kickstart the show. Today, we're embarking on a journey to uncover the truth behind Shein, the phenomenon, and why it's time to bid farewell to fast fashion's favorite love child. So get ready to unleash your inner detective with me. This might be a little controversial, but Shein is not the best sustainable fashion choice, goddesses. I know when we're going on stage and prepping our outfits for the week to take pictures on OnlyFans, we can't help but be bombarded with Shein ads of really cute outfits that are really cheap. And not only that, but now they ship faster, they have easier returns. It's everywhere. And I myself will admit I have worked with Shein. I have purchased Shein. Am I saying Shein right? Why does Google tell me it's pronounced shine? How to say Shein? Let's see.
This fashion and clothing brand name is pronounced as Shein.
I see. Shein. I said it right. I posted this video on my Instagram at Miss Mothership. That's my personal account. You guys, it has almost 3 million views, and it was just like an off-the-whim chit-chat. I had no idea it would get this much exposure. So I will play it so you guys can get a full idea. We'll go through some comments, but I wanted to, you know, unveil some of Shein's dirty secrets first. So I want to kick things off by delving into the backstory of Shein. It's the online fashion giant that has captured the hearts and wallets of millions. But beneath the glitz and glam of those irresistible deals lies a much darker truth. Studies have revealed the unsettling practices that Shein employs against its employees, and from exploitive labor conditions to the disregard for basic worker rights. There's so much, you guys. I want to shine a little light on it today. And definitely their environmental impact, which includes toxic dumping that wreaks havoc on our pretty little planet and the delicate ecosystems. Now, I have not always been an eco warrior in my online influencer journey, and I'm not going to claim to be, but I feel like I'm part of the masses who have been bamboozled by marketing and society's definition of how much clothes and the overabundance one should have. I mean, if I wear an outfit on Instagram, I typically don't wear it again. And that's, I wasn't raised like that, okay? You know, we appreciated what we had. So I feel like I want to be a part of the mindfulness movement. I may not be perfect. I might wear clothing or have things in my house that were produced in China and made of plastic, and I can't just switch everything over in one day. If you guys listen to my Yuka app episode, what episode was that? We talked about the dark secrets behind the skincare and makeup industry and the ingredients in that stuff that our body is absorbing. That was episode 138. Boy, and I'll tell you what, since then, I've been more mindful. My skin looks better. I feel better. My dogs aren't sneezing when they sniff my hair, things like that. My scalp isn't and hair is in better condition. I have this different glow about me. I was at the dentist yesterday, and when I was checking out, she was like, oh my God, your skin looks great. And gosh, I was standing there for at least 10, 20 minutes. We were talking about the Yucca app. We were talking about, you know, things disrupting the endocrine system, things I never was taught. And I just feel so much more empowered to make better choices. And even when I'm shopping at the grocery store, I use the app to scan things and all sorts of things. So I know I can get a little crazy and a little obsessive, but this brings it back to Shein. They are kind of the name we're going to use as a target today, but they are one of many. Y'all know, they're one of many. So the Shein saga unraveled. It's not just Shein in the hot seat. There are other major fashion players that are guilty of similar fast fashion sins. From Zara, H&M, Forever 21, the industry is rife with brands that prioritize profit over people and the planet. It's time to hold these giants accountable and demand transparency and accountability in their supply chains. Do any of you guys watch Dark History with Bailey Sarian? She did an amazing fast fashion episode. You can just Google Dark History Fast Fashion. She posted it February of last year. It's called The $7 Shirt is Making You Sick. And she beautifully explains how after the Industrial Revolution, fashion changed. There was a time period where people didn't have access to clothing how we have access to, really access to anything how we do. Now it's at our fingertips on the Amazons and everything. But, you know, when department stores came around, department stores made a lot of money because you could go in and get everything there. And then they started using what did she say? Don't quote me, but along the lines of once these fashion giants realized they could use more synthetic materials to produce fashion at a faster rate and at a cheaper, more affordable rate, they could make more money. And of course, everyone loved this because it didn't hurt their wallet. They had more options of clothes. But back in the day, the size of closets were just so much smaller. Now people are buying houses that have full-on closet rooms. So things have definitely changed since the Industrial Revolution, and everything always evolves. But it came down to money. So a lot of these industries make more money by having cheaper fabrics, cheaper labor in other countries. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there. If you want to research more of the history behind it, this isn't something new. This has been happening for a long time, but now with the internet and shopping online, it's kind of, you know, it's happening now at an exponential rate. So I think we can all see that. Now, mindful shopping 101. I want to talk about empowering your choices. That's really the point of this video, because we cannot solve fast fashion problems in one episode, you guys. And like I said, I have worked with Shein before. I did Shein fashion hauls, I think during the pandemic. And a lot of you guys in the comments were like, don't support them. What are you doing? Come on. And it's because of you guys, I really second-guessed working with them again, because I thought, if I do another, you know, video about this, I'm going to lose fans and I'm going to get flack for this over, you know, a paycheck. And they don't even pay their influencers well. I think a lot of the times it was just free product for posting. And the free product isn't even that great. I don't think I own any of that stuff that I promoted. So thank you guys for waking me the fuck up. So I do want to talk about mindfulness. I want to talk about what the materials do to your body, but first let's play the TikTok I posted. It is at 3.1 million. Holy cow. 10 seconds is on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your subscriber count, maybe his you know what. Well, how about businesses on Shopify? When I started podcasting, an online store was the farthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my ebooks, merchandise, and audiobooks for my listeners, and it's so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit $1 million order stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. So whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. When I utilized Shopify's App Store, I realized I could make my product fulfillment so much easier. Instead of manually emailing my customers their e-purchases, I could simply install an app that would automatically fulfill their orders, and it was free. Now I have an automation in place that requests their feedback after the purchase is delivered so I can continue to grow as an author and educator. And what I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control of your business and take it to the next level. Their marketing features make my holiday email campaigns a breeze. I no longer have to outsource so many tasks because Shopify helps me automate them. And when you're a business owner, every expense counts. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify's the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/slutchpreneur, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/slutchpreneur now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/slutchpreneur. Also in the episode description. Okay, so I stitched a video from a lady on TikTok who received a vial of blood in her Shein order. Apparently, it was FedEx that did it, but she has sent all the stuff to the FDA. She has fully documented it, but I stitched her video as kind of a little clickbaity at the beginning, so you're going to hear her voice at the beginning about finding a blood vial, and then it's going to switch over to me. Y'all know how a stitch video works, I assume.
Shein.
Okay, here we go.
Received a package from Shein that contained a vial of human blood.
I stopped shopping at Shein 2 years ago. I actually worked with them. I'm not proud of it, but I now decline any and all opportunities with them. Not only are the working conditions questionable, but the quality of their clothing. It's literally, let me say allegedly for legal reasons, but read your own tags. Like everything's made of plastic. And your body absorbs this plastic when you wear it. People wonder why Gen Z is aging so rapidly. Consider all the plastic that's being digested. But let's get back to Shein. The big debate is because people can't afford nicer clothes. So here's what I'm gonna tell you. Go to the thrift store. You can get Shein prices at the thrift store. And not only that, but the quality of the clothes, especially the vintage clothes, is immaculate. Stop shopping Shein.
Okay. That's the video. I was just flying off at the mouth. I just started talking about thrift shopping. And I didn't know how touchy the comment section would get about this. It turned into the biggest debate about plus size not being accessible for people. Because, yeah, going to the thrift store is great. You can find affordable clothes. You can find quality clothes. But the majority of the comments were saying you can't find quality plus size stores, or excuse me, plus size sizes at the thrift store. And then the tidal wave of people saying thrift store prices are too high. The tidal wave of people saying I'm not going to the thrift. It's all Shein there. So there are so many points to touch on, you guys. So many points. Before we get to that, let's talk about the plastic predicament. The truth about synthetic fibers. Ah, polyester, baby. How we love to hate you. But did you know that these synthetic fibers aren't just bad for the environment, but they're also bad for our skin? And there are studies that have linked synthetic fabrics to skin irritation and even hormone disruption. And let's not forget about the alarming rise of microplastics in our bodies, courtesy of those polyester party dresses. So time to say goodbye to plastic and hello to natural, breathable fabrics. You guys, I also want you to research on your own. Just simple Google search, is there microplastics in fast food? Now, not only fast food, but plenty of the packaged products at the store. This is just almost a normal thing now. Now, there are studies that back up this information, and your body cannot digest it, kind of harbors it inside. So do your research, take it like a grain of salt. People are going to say it's too small to affect anything. But personally, if I had a choice to not ingest it, I wouldn't. But that choice has to come from knowledge of knowing that it's even in there first. And there are people in the comments saying your skin doesn't digest what you wear. Well, your pores actually do, just how with skincare and makeup, it's being digested through your face. So do your research, do your research, do your research. So let's talk about, let's go back to the comment section on this video. The pinned comment I put was by Greetings Fellow Earthlings. She said, the workers at Shein do not owe you their lives, health, or souls, so you can have cheap clothes for your body type. They are not responsible for accommodating you. You are. So yeah, I kind of agree. You know, there's a lot. This can get really sticky. I know some of y'all are listening, raising your noses up at me, but after getting so many comments from the beautiful baddies, the plus size baddies, saying that there was no other cute plus options, I took it upon myself. I went to my local thrift stores in North Carolina. Salvation Army has an entire plus size section. They have a long rack. Now, I even curated a little collection of cute plus size clothes I found there. I talked to some of the workers there. They said the majority of sizes they get are plus. And I said, okay, I'm going to document all this. I went to Goodwill. She said they don't have a section, but they get a lot of plus in. You just kind of have to dig through it. So that's my experience in North Carolina. A lot of you were saying how terribly overpriced the thrift is. But I think a lot of people in the comments were confusing like high-end boutiques who handpick vintage and price them as such with places like Salvation Army and Goodwill. A lot of people don't even realize there are Goodwill outlets that have bins that you pay by the pound, so you can pay even cheaper. People were saying that basically Goodwill was like $10 to $30 pricing. Now, I went to my Goodwill, I looked at the board, the rough price, like the general price for everything was $5. Shoes are still $3.99. Tops are still $5. So I looked at the pricing between last year and this year. They did go up about 30 to 50 cents on almost everything on the board, but the general price was still $5. Now, I get it. If you're from a city, like an expensive city like New York, California, LA, everything is going to be priced higher in that city. And if you are making a wage to live there, I'm assuming that the stores around you are going to price accordingly. So I always suggest finding mom and pop thrift shops, hunting on Facebook to find things that aren't even listed on Google. I mean, I can't tell you how many stores I went to that had dollar racks, quarter bins. They're out there. You just have to find them. So a lot of people started saying, well, you aren't disabled. You know, able-bodied people can go do this. Look, I totally agree. It's not fair that you can't go in and sift through racks or that you have to bring someone with you. So online thrifting is a real thing as well. ThredUp, Poshmark, Depop, you can sort by size. You can sort by price. And a lot of people in the comments agree. They just go to these websites and they are buying secondhand. So they're not directly contributing to buying something new. And they sort by their size and by their price and they can find what they need. So that was the response to that. Some people said, well, I can't just go to the thrift shop every day and dig through everything to find the needle in the haystack. And I totally agree. I forgot that not everyone loves thrifting. So I apologize. My suggestion is, you know, get with a bunch of friends, maybe once or twice a month, all pitching on gas together and all source and look for each other at the same time. Go 30 minutes outside of your city to the places that are cheaper. I was just giving response to all these like excuses as to why you couldn't. And apparently time and money is a big thing. So I get it, but you can thrift online at a affordable price. You can find cheaper thrift shops. You just have to drive there to get them. So if the wallet's hurting, those are my suggestions. And as far as time goes, you know, you can make time for anything you want to do. If it's something that means a lot to you, you will make time for it. So that was my response to that. A lot of people are saying the thrift stuff is all used and old, but honestly, you can wash your clothes if you want to get borax or baking soda, put it in the tub. You can clean things. I mean, honestly, the new things you buy at Shein are coated with plastic and toxic chemicals, so you're going to have to clean those just the same. Calling all people with penises, I'm talking to you. If you get in your head when it comes to having sex or your penis doesn't act the way you want it to, then I have a solution for you. A penis pump, specifically from Bathmate. Penis pumps might sound funny, but they're actually an incredible tool to help you attain harder erections and erections when you want them. And guess what? More intense orgasms. They can even help you last longer. Results may vary. Bathmate is the world's best-selling penis pump for a reason. With over 1 million satisfied men and even more partners, Bathmate harnesses the power of water through a hydraulic vacuum, acting as a secondary pump to your heart to draw blood safely into the penis. These are more effective and comfortable than typical air pumps. It's like a workout for your cock. Bathmate helps to flush toxins and maintain tissue health, providing a safe and effective way to exercise an area neglected at the gym. While the user will feel an immediate benefit after using Bathmate, the greatest benefit is typically felt after 2 weeks of regular use. Some notable user stats is that after 2 months, 92.9% of Hydro Extreme users report better erections. And guess what? There's a 100% money back guarantee. They're so confident in the benefits of the product that Bathmate offers a 60-day, 100% money back guarantee, starting from the day the product lands on your doorstep. So try it out. If you're not satisfied, they'll send you a full refund. So right now, Bathmate is offering my listeners 10% off their first order when you go to bathmatedirect.com/goddess. That's Bathmate, B-A-T-H-M-A-T-E, direct.com/goddess to get 10% off your first order. Bathmatedirect.com/goddess. That link is in our episode description. Now back to the show. A lot of these comments are just saying, I'm only scratching the surface, that this all has to do with capitalism. And yes, it can go very deep because the majority of the places we buy from, the labor conditions are questionable. The ethics are not clear. People in the comments are saying, Lululemon, they use tons of plastics. All the department stores. All of it. And people are mad there's so much Shein at the thrift shop. But guess what, you guys? It's because people are over-consuming it and it's not quality, so they're donating it. If you want to get rid of your Shein stuff, instead of throwing it away, I would suggest donating it or reselling it online, or tie some things together and use them as dish rags and cleaning supplies. That's another great alternative. I have just been going down the rabbit hole in my closet. I'm now on my panty drawer and I am trying to get rid of all the nylon and polyester stuff. I don't want that plastic touching my coochie. You know what I'm saying? I like my cotton on my coochie. People were messaging me saying, well, girl, they spray the cotton fields with tons of toxic chemicals. So I shared that and you guys said just clean it the same way. Clean that stuff off when you get it. Organic cotton is a better choice. Things made of hemp is an even better choice. Hemp has a smaller, I think, carbon footprint. It uses less water. I mean, we can go so deep, you guys, but it's been so fun researching all this. And the point is to just be mindful, okay? This is an animal that's not going to go away in my lifetime, for sure not the next or the next. But being mindful of these substances we ingest and navigating basically like a fashion minefield with grace and integrity, right? I'm okay with holding myself accountable. I overconsume just like everyone else because I've been trained to overconsume. Now I'm thinking, do I really need that shirt? Because I have 30 other shirts in my closet. A lot of the people in the comments were like, the answer is to just buy less. If you're like, oh, I can't find anything affordable. Well, what if you didn't buy that $10 shirt and you waited to buy like the $40 shirt that's going to last you the next few decades versus something that's going to just deteriorate, you know, and all that stuff, like polyester always, all my dog hair and dust sticks to it. It's crazy. I think there are other words for polyester too, because they like to disguise it. Polyethylene, PU sometimes. Anything with poly, like poly is the, does poly mean plastic? I'm pretty sure. It's like the poly, like the prefix meaning plastic. Get out of here. But I think breaking free from the cycle, teaching especially our kids and our loved ones how to not impulse buy, and investing in pieces that align with your values and will really stand the test of time. Let's see what the best clothing materials are for environment. Let's see. Organic cotton, wool, hemp, bamboo, linen, jute, modal. They even suggest recycled polyester. That's what I ask you. Is wearing recycled polyester any better than regular polyester? It's just, you know, they've been sustainable by not creating new plastic to make it. Let's see what else I got for you guys. I think quality over quantity is going to be the theme this year. Now, I really just want you to like question when these big brands are like vegan leather and vegan fur. It's really, look at the tag. A lot of the time it's just plastic. And real furs and real leathers are actually going to last longer. I mean, I only purchase when they're vintage because I'm not going to contribute to buying something that's going to abuse an animal actively. But that's something to think about. I was persuaded that, oh, vegan leather, this is great for the environment, but no, it's not. I mean, even the loofah in your shower is probably plastic, and y'all sent me some great recommendations of sea sponges to use, recommending cotton washcloths, or just using your hands, you know? So many alternatives. I was looking into the brushes I use for my makeup. Are synthetic brushes really better than ones with animal fibers? What do you guys think? Now I hear they make some with like bamboo fibers and whatnot. Some people say just use your hands. There's so many things to think about with everything you touch, to be mindful. And as we bid adieu to fast fashion, I want to embrace a new chapter in this journey, which celebrates sustainability and being creative on how you support small and locally. Businesses that prioritize craftsmanship and ethical production practices. Unfortunately, sometimes this stuff is going to cost more because they are paying fair wages and using materials that aren't just cheap plastic. But from handmade jewelry to your locally sourced textiles, there's a whole world of alternatives that are waiting to be discovered. And you're going to feel good by supporting these businesses. You are putting your money directly into a person's pocket instead of a corporation. So, the Goddess Guide to Ethical Fashion. In closing, I just want you to think about and arm yourself with practical tips for embracing ethical fashion in our daily lives, whether it's seeking out sustainable materials, embracing the beauty of vintage and secondhand finds, or simply consuming less. We have the power to shape a more conscious and compassionate fashion industry. We hold the dollar and we can control what these big companies do. So you can help in, by just being mindful and not actively supporting what they're doing and the rate they are doing it at. Together, we can rewrite the fashion narrative and redefine what it means to be a goddess of sustainable style. And there you have it, my fabulous slutpreneurs. It's time to step into your power, make a statement that transcends trends. And I'll tell you what, it's not every day my videos go viral like that. So to me, I found that I can use my voice to make a difference, and I hope that you have the confidence to as well. Remember, your true beauty shines the brightest when it's conscious and compassionate and authentic. And if you are an influencer, I dare you to try to speak on topics like this that mean something to you and that everyone can relate to and engage with. So until next time, stay slutty and let's save the planet, baby. One mindful choice at a time. I'll see you hoes next week. Love you, bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Professional Goddess Podcast. If you want to keep the show going and growing, make sure to leave a 5-star review. Shop my merch and ebooks at professionalgoddess.com. Make sure to use code SLUT at checkout for a little surprise. My book, Slutpreneur Secrets, is now available on Amazon. Have a question, episode request, or want to be a guest on the show? Email my team via management@professionalgoddess.com. And lastly, if you want to get all up inside me, subscribe to my premium content on OnlyFans at professionalslut.com. All these links and other socials will be in the show notes of the episode. But most importantly, thank you for subscribing to the show, and I will talk to you next week. Bye, sluts.